You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello, welcome to another episode. So today I'm going to be talking about a topic that is very real for podcasters. And there's going to come a time in your podcasting journey. There's going to be more than one time. Trust me on this. But you're just not going to want to record. You know, you're just not going to feel it. And, you know, you're going to have that episode on the calendar. You're going to have a topic ready to go. But when the time comes to record, you're just not going to want to do it. And maybe you're at that point in your podcasting journey where you're just starting, you know, you're banking your episodes for your launch, or you might be at that point where you're about 10-ish episodes in, a couple months in, and you're right on that cusp of like the pod fade danger zone, but you just don't wanna. You know what I'm talking about? Can you relate to that? But let's fix that right here and now, because there's just no reason for it. I totally get it because I go through it myself. And there is definitely a way to come out on the other side. Because right in this moment, as I am recording this episode, I went from feeling like me no wanna. I shifted my own energy from this. Because you know what? I look at my topics. I looked at what I was planning on doing for today, because I've been doing these daily episodes, and it's been so much fun. So what I did was I looked at, you know, the list of topics, and I was like, nah, it doesn't sound like fun today. And then I went and I got in there, like, you know, right here, right now, doing this. I just started to flesh out some bullet points, and then I just went with it, and I trusted that whatever comes out is what you need. And I'm all about living in the breakthroughs. The vulnerability, the messy, in the PJs moments. And I invite you to do the same, to really allow that, because this is why your people flock to you, right? When you're in those real moments, which is pretty much like every single day of your life, right? So why not share something that's happening in your day? Something that might even seem really mundane. Because when you offer a little window into your life that could help your listeners, they get to connect with you, right? They get to connect and see you as that authentic person that you really are, that let's just say you really want to be, right? Because there might be a reason why you're not showing up as that authentic person. There might be a reason why you're holding back. But you really want to be that person, right? You want to show up as the bigger version of you, even if that means that you don't create that groundbreaking episode, right? Because the way I feel is I'd rather produce 10 minutes of something that is totally heartfelt and meaningful, right? This, you know, 10 minutes can be way more impactful than 30 minutes of, you know, just some plain vanilla episode, just pushing through it kind of episode. So sometimes the thing that we need to do is not what is on the calendar. It's not what was on your batching content list. And the longevity and sustainability of your podcast and you as this podcaster depends on the ebb and flow of your life, right? I mean, because that's a real thing. And going with what you need in the moment, right? Doing something that really lights you up. You do that also believing that it's also what your people need as well. And then you show up from your mama bird energy. You show up as that bigger version of who you are. And that's how you keep going. That's how you get past that pod fade danger zone that I mentioned. And so I'm not saying don't ever commit to a schedule, but I am saying give yourself grace as well, so that you can keep going and create something that's going to last, right? Something that's going to keep going for your real life. Because when you face those times when you're not feeling it, you get to break the rules. You get a chance to do whatever you want to do, because at the end of the day, it's your podcast. And your people are going to love whatever you put out there, especially if it's something that is coming from that bigger, broader, bolder version of who you are. So when you unfurl your peacock feathers and allow those quirky, rough, messy edges to show, that is how you're going to get past that 10 episode point, right? That pod fade danger zone where most people want to stop. And let me tell you, that's cause for celebration if you're there or even beyond that. That's a real celebration that I want you to have for yourself right now. And if you got past this point, it is truly because you are on your way to creating a sustainable vehicle for communicating and sharing love and being of service instead of looking at your podcast as just another thing for your business. And when you shift into looking at it from a place of love and as an offering to those that you serve, that's when you begin to transform. And so do your listeners. And your podcast will become such a vehicle, your podcast will become such a valuable asset in your coaching business. All right, so that is all I have for you today in this short and sweet episode. And I absolutely love sharing new topics with you every single day. This has been so much fun. So listen, if you want to get moving with your podcast and you want to launch this baby, or maybe you're ready for more growth, then let's talk about your next move. Let's hop on a clarity call to see what your next steps are, and then we can create a custom plan that fits you and your vision. So go to caragottwarner.com/workwithcara to set up your session today. All right, I'll see you next time.